You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now to check out West Michigan's music scene and sample some of the artists, thanks to John Sinkovich, who's editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com, a website that covers West Michigan's music scene. Welcome back, John.
Thank you very much. It's been an incredibly busy summer already with a crazy number of Michigan music festivals, and a lot of them, of course, showcase regional and local artists. So Local Spins has been very busy sort of covering and running all over the state, sort of covering this stuff, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Great. Well, this time around, we've got a very diverse group of musicians to explore. We're going to start with In the Valley Below and this new release, The Elephant EP. So who's in this group?
Well, this Grand Rapids indie rock and dream pop group revolves around musicians and singers Jeffrey Jacob and Angela Gale. They're a married couple. They met in L.A. and made a splash a few years ago, actually, in Los Angeles with their first full-length major label album, The Belt, which also produced the single Peaches. It got them on a lot of best albums of the year lists. It put them on late night network television shows. It got them on the road across the country and even overseas. But they got kind of tired of the whole L.A. maelstrom, I think, just in terms of living there. And because Angie grew up here in the Muskegon area and attended Grand Valley State University, they decided to move back more than a year ago to Grand Rapids. They bought a house on the southeast side, set up a recording studio in the basement, and started working on their next project, which happens to be the Elephant EP. And they are truly a unique couple, and they also have a drummer who joins them on stage as well, in the sense that they are an indie rock band with very muscular, powerful stage presence, and yet they have this dream pop milieu that sort of envelops their music as well. They are really, I see a lot of impressive bands and acts out of the West Michigan area, but this one really piqued my interest and perked up my ears as well.
Let's hear a bit of a song called Pink Chateau off of the Elephant EP. Their sound strike you? How do you describe their sound, John?
Well, it's interesting. I've had them in the studio here in the Grand Rapids area and talked to them sort of in a casual setting where they play things acoustically, and they're very laid back, and their songs are very compelling, very insightful. In fact, their first single off of this album is entitled Blood Hands, Oh My Fever, which was released last month along with a striking video, and that's really been inspired by the 2014 shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. So they're not afraid to tackle some of these tough issues, and yet at the same time, when you see them on stage in concert, they dress in white, they have a very dynamic sound, it comes across much more powerfully and much more like a rock band in concert. I really love the way they incorporate some of the elements of their electronic sort of flavors along with what really amounts to really great indie rock. In fact, when you see them live, they'll even throw in covers of songs like Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks, which really are unusual.
Let's take a listen to part of another track, Hold On Tight. Does this group In the Valley Below have in Michigan and nationally?
Nationally, they definitely have a following, mostly obviously on the West Coast, and they're really starting to pick up steam here. They said they moved to Grand Rapids and were very impressed by the talent base here and the ability to be able to collaborate with a lot of other musicians, and they love it here. Peter Fox at Stonehouse Recording has helped them out with their new album as well, and he's going to be touring with them as a sound guy. They're actually kicking off their national tour later this month. They kick it off on July 13th with a show at the Loving Touch in Ferndale, and they'll be touring the country behind this new EP. And I'm thinking they're going to develop a huge audience because they really have an impressive approach.
Next up, we have a jazz organ trio who are clearly huge Beatles fans. Here's Organissimo doing the Beatles tune Come Together. About this group and their new album.
So I've known these guys for a long, long time. They actually were formed way back in 2000. Hammond B3 virtuoso Jim Alfredson of Lansing and drummer Randy Marsh of Grand Rapids are currently joined by guitarist Larry Barris these days. But they create this organ-based jazz and soul music. It has some elements of rock in it. It has some elements of the blues in it. And they're an instrumental trio, and they have toured all over the globe as well. And this is actually their sixth album, so they've been doing this for quite some time. And the new album, they have this love for the Fab Four, and they started talking about the idea of maybe we could do our own sort of take, a jazzy take on the Beatles. And what came out is this really striking arrangements of classic Beatles tunes, stuff that really, I think, really shows off not only their talent as sort of wonderful instrumentalists, but also sort of gives Beatles fans something new to sort of latch on to.
Indeed, here's Organissimo's version of Taxman. You know, somehow you just know Lennon and McCartney would be all about other artists taking their songs and putting their own personal spin on it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the whole idea of music of this point is to really do something different with it. I mean, a lot of people might want to hear things exactly the way they were recorded originally, but I think a lot of people appreciate the fact that a really good musician can do something different with a song that people are familiar with.
Now let's turn to the Jim Scheinberger Band with their new album, Above and Below. Here's Ain't Your Daddy's Blues. About Jim and his band.
Yeah, guitarist and singer Jim Scheinberger has been a real mainstay here in the Grand Rapids area for many years, and it's really only the past 5 years or so that he's really stepped out with his band and emerged as one of West Michigan's sort of preeminent blues and blues rock outfits. In fact, many years ago, when I first met and interviewed Jim, he was really a sideman in bands. He was playing bass for a lot of musicians here in the Grand Rapids area, including Chicago legend Donald Kinsey, after Kinsey had moved to the Grand Rapids area. But truth be told, after hearing him go solo, Jim is a monster on electric guitar, a great singer to boot. So it's really not surprising that he's fronting and driving this super talented trio of musicians, which recently released this new album called Above and Below. And I think he's pretty committed to the notion, too, that it's not just the blues. This album spans everything from funk and soul to southern rock. And I know he's even assembled some really impressive tributes to Prince over the past year or so. So he really does have a rich background to lean on.
Drive a fancy car, but there's one thing I got a lot of, and it always
And where does the Jim Schoenberger Band tend to play? Where can people find them?
They're in the Grand Rapids area for the most part. He plays regularly across Michigan from Grand Rapids to the Lakeshore. He plays every week. Essentially, you can find Jim somewhere in a nightclub or at a cafe somewhere in the Grand Rapids area. And I know that he's also performed out of state as well. And the new album really does show off his licks on guitar.
So to recap, In the Valley Below with Elephant EP, Organissimo, Beatles, a soulful tribute to the Fab Four, and the Jim Schoenberger Band, Above and Below. And you can find out lots more about these and all other kinds of artists by going to localspins.com, edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. John, thanks so much for the tour of some of the best music Michigan has to offer.
Absolutely. And I might give a real quick shameless plug here for those looking for more about West Michigan's music scene. We actually put out a greatest hits album of our own, Local Spins did, with 12 West Michigan acts, and recorded in an intimate setting at River City Studios here. You might want to check that out as well, because it really gives you a nice display of what's happening over here in this region.
Super. Thanks so much. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.